Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Suicide bombs ripped through three different cities in Saudi Arabia today, including Medina, the burial place of the Muslim prophet Muhammad. No one's claimed responsibility so far. NPR's Leila Fadel reports the Interior Ministry says four members of its security force were killed in the bombing in Medina.
A statement from the Ministry of Interior says the bomber was walking toward the prophet's mosque, where people were breaking their daily fast during Ramadan and preparing to pray. Security forces were suspicious and stopped the man, and he blew himself up. Other reports from Saudi media say the security forces offered food to the bomber as they broke their own fast, and then he detonated himself. At the same time, in the eastern province of Qatif, another suicide bomber blew up near a marketplace. The Interior Ministry statement said human remains from three people were found at the scene and are being examined. And just before dawn, a third attacker set off a bomb near the U.S. consulate in Jeddah, but he killed only himself. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
A British lawmaker, Nigel Farage, says he is resigning as the head of the Independence Party. He helped lead the campaign to get the UK to pull out of the European Union, but says that political ambition has now been achieved.
I now feel that I've done my bit, that I couldn't possibly achieve more than we managed to get in that referendum, and so I feel it's right that I should now stand aside as leader of UKIP.
Farage says he will stay in the European Parliament to oversee the negotiations for Britain's EU exit. NASA's Juno spacecraft is getting closer and closer to Jupiter. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that it will swing into orbit around the gas giant tonight.
The Juno spacecraft launched back in 2011 and is only now approaching our solar system's largest planet. The spacecraft has big solar panels and is packed with science instruments to investigate everything from how much water is there to whether Jupiter has a rocky core. NASA took some of Juno's measurements and converted the data into audio. So this is the sound of the spacecraft crossing into Jupiter's huge magnetic field. NASA officials say Juno is now on Jupiter's home turf and closing in on the planet fast. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Picnics, concerts, and fireworks are taking place around the country today as Americans celebrate the 4th of July. But in Washington, rain's a problem. At the White House, a picnic and fireworks watching event for military members and their families was scrapped because of that rain, but scheduled musical performances are taking place inside. And the National Park Service says the fireworks from the National Mall are still scheduled to go on. And Wall Street was closed today for the 4th of July holiday. U.S. markets reopen tomorrow morning. This is NPR News from Washington. At Wimbledon, Roger Federer has reached his 14th quarterfinal, equaling the modern record set by Jimmy Connors. It's the 48th time Federer has advanced at least that far at a major tournament. He's a seven-time champ at the All England Club, and he hasn't dropped a set in the tournament throughout four matches. NBA superstar Kevin Durant is headed to Oakland. As Jacob McClelland of member station KGOU reports, this year's most sought-after free agent will sign with the Golden State Warriors when the league lifts its moratorium on free agency signing July 7th.
Kevin Durant will play alongside Steph Curry and Klay Thompson on a loaded Warriors team that set the NBA's regular season record for victories but fell one win short of the championship. Durant was a sports icon for the Oklahoma City Thunder for nearly a decade. He spent all 9 years of his career with the franchise, leading the team to the NBA Finals in 2012. He won the MVP award in 2014 and led the league in scoring four times. In a statement, Durant praised the Thunder organization and Oklahoma City, but said he made his decision based on the potential for his growth as a player. ESPN reports the two-year deal is worth more than $54 million. For NPR News, I'm Jacob McClelland.
In the annual 4th of July hot dog eating contest, Joey Jaws Chestnut upset Matt Stoney to gain the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Championship title in Coney Island. Chestnut found 70 hot dogs, the most ever eaten at a competition, along with the buns, in just 10 minutes today. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.